Beginning with the sensory motor stage, or the sensory motor period, consider that though ages are given for each range, you can't judge thinking solely on the age of a child. Piaget was an active proponent of individual differences. Children undergo these changes at different times in their life. But relatively speaking, all children come into the world in the sensory motor stage, and they phase out of it between 18 months and 2 years of life. During the sensory motor period, all schemes are based on action, or what the child can do. The child learns to coordinate his or her senses. Remember, there are five senses: seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling. The child coordinates these senses with movement, so the child sees an object and can steer the hand and grasp the object. A child enters the world with reflexes only. Right after birth, these reflexes are modified into schemes based on actions. The major development during this period is the development of object permanence. Object permanence is realizing that objects continue to exist even if they can't be seen. When a child sees a toy on a blanket, the toy exists. When that same toy moves underneath the blanket, it ceases to exist for the infant. However, by the end of the sensory motor period, children are learning that objects continue to exist even if they can't see them. That's the major change that causes pre-operational thinking, which is based on mental representation.